The Seriously Squishy Science Book, Herba Science, by Nick Arnold, illustrated by Tony DeSuz. Introduction. Most people think that science is serious. Seriously dreary, seriously brain dead, and seriously boring. They imagine that science is all about brainy boffins doing strange things to test tubes and long L-O-N-G lessons in smelly square labs. The comic says, I'm bored, I'm dead bored, I'm dead. Infectious pathogens, blah blah, mumbled drone. But most people are wrong. Science isn't boring. It's Herba. And when science is Herba, it comes to life in an exciting way. We've taken the most seriously Herba bits of Herba science and squished them into this pages of this book. And a very messy job it was, too. So read on, brave reader, and be amazed. You'll be stunned at how many foul effects there are to flabbergast your friends and freak out your family. And amazed that science can be so squishy. Ugly bugs. Bugs are seriously squishy, and not just when you step on them. Take bees. You might think that bees make us honey out of the goodness of their little hearts. But bees are brutal stingers, and African bees are even worse. They can be killers. The buzz about bees. 1. I bet you'd rather not know, but in 1964, a young Zimbabwean boy was stung 2,233 times by bees. He tried to hide from them in a river, but the brutal bees stung him until his head turned black with stings and swelled up like a football. Amazingly, he lived. Chapter 2. Number 2. A scientist tried to find out how dangerous African honeybees really are. He juggled a bow in front of their hive to see how many times the bow got stung. But the bad-tempered bees attacked the stupid scientist instead. He was stung 92 times in a few seconds and ran 800 meters to get away. Sadly, nobody clocked his time. It could have been a new world record. The comic says, sorry, do you mind doing it again? And then what about flies? 1. Blowflies enjoy eating rotting meat and animal droppings. They lay eggs on rotting meat and even do terrible things to your Sunday roast. 2. The common housefly has common table manners. It drops in for dinner uninvited and sits up over its food. And then it's been known to serve up a free selection of over 30 deadly diseases. The horrible habits of filthy flies mean that you can't even be safe from ugly bugs in your own home. And thousands of bugs have already set up home in your home. Bet you never knew. Your home is swarming with tiny creatures called dust mites. These bugs don't do any harm, but we can breathe in their poo, and this can trigger asthma attacks in some people that make breathing hard. And the really bad news is that dust mites poo 20 times a day. If they use toilet paper, it would cost a fortune. Hold on to this book, sit down, and take a deep breath. Ready now? I've got bad news. You know those disgusting mites? Well, they don't just live in your carpets. Thousands of mites frolic in your bed every night. What's more, they drink your dribble and poo in your pillow. You can't see them without a microscope, but they're there. Let's imagine a mite wrote letters to her friend on the carpet. Okay, I know this is mite silly. I bet they use mobile phones in those days. To Kara Pet Mite, the carpet. The pillow. Dear Kara. The comic says, Dear Kara, greetings from Pillow Town. It's comfy here and everything's fine. Trouble is, a giant human insists on getting into bed with us every night, and he snores. Mind you, the nightlife's great. There's 40,000 of us, and I've got loads of mites. How's things with you? Your mite, Pillow Mite. Hi. Some of my mites. Dear Kara, as I was saying, it's great. I've got the whole family with me, including Grandma and Great-Grandma. Great-great-grandma's dead now, but I see her murdering body every time I go for a poo. And there's loads of food. Actually, that's all down to the human I mentioned. The human lays on dead skin and grease and tasty dry dribble for us to eat. Is that generous or what? And the human even keeps us warm, so mustn't grumble. Dead skin. Right soon, pillow. Dear Kara, a terrible day, and it started so well. The cat slept on the pillow and left delicious globs of dried spit for her breakfast. The interesting fishy flavor makes a change for that dead skin. Anyway, I puffed out a bit of gas from my bum. No, it wasn't a fart, Sully. It was a chemical signal to the family to come and eat. And I saw the huge jaws. A charlatus. I don't have to tell you what these bugs do to us dust mites. It was after me. but I got away. It grabbed my little sister and gobbled her up. I always used to argue with my sister, but she went down to treat with the monster. Well, if I can't be safe in my own bed, where can I be safe? I've climbed into the human's clothes, and when the human gets into them, I'm off to seek my fortune. See you on the carpet. Your night, Pilla. Bye. And now for the really squishy news. There are revolting mite relatives living in the tiny pits that your eyelashes grow from. Now that is the pits. But elsewhere in the ugly bug world, things are even squishier. Beware, it's a bombardier, says the comic. Get yourself the ultimate in personal self-defense systems. Beat off the bullies with a bombardier beetle gun. Unique self-mixing action for nasty boiling chemicals. Amazing internal heating system. An abdomen heats chemicals to temperature of 100 Celsius and fires at 500 to 1,000 squirts a second. The bombardier beetle gun is maintenance-free. Just let it crunch on a few smaller insects now and then. Elm bark beetle, tree surgeon. Unsightly elm trees getting you down? Need a bit more light? Call us now. Try our unique Dutch elm disease fungus formula, a revolting little rootless plant that terminates trees. Let's soon get in under the bark and wipe out the woody weeds. Thirst felled, no job too large. Disease established in UK 1970s. Over 25 million elms eliminated. Brighten up your home with a firefly lantern. As used in Brazil, the West Indies and Far East firefly lanterns cast a soft green or yellow light from the bodies of female fireflies. 30 fireflies are as bright as one candle. They need no power or batteries. It's all done with chemicals by your friendly firefly. Sexton beetle and sons and daughters. Dead? Just call on your friendly family funeral directors. No job too large. We'll bury anything, even if it means 10-hour shifts. Free personal limb chopping service to make burials easier. Professional aftercare service. Our little grubs will look after the grave. No fee charge, but they do like to come to the funeral feast. That's to feast on the dead body, of course. Need any dung shifted? Scarab beetle services will get rid of the lot. Dung bellowing and burying are our specialty. What's more, we'll even lay our eggs on it and get our grubs to eat it. Scarab beetles were around before the dung hit the ground. We had 7,000 on the job and soon got rid of it all. My savanna has never looked tidier. An elephant, Africa. Jewelry with a mind of its own. Ever want some jewelry that puts itself away at night? Buy some living jewel beetle jewelry as worn in many parts of the world. Choice of beautiful metallic colors, including gold. Breaks the ice at parties. And what would your earring like to eat? Manufacturer's warning. Don't allow your jewelry to lay eggs on your furniture. The grubs can lunch on your lounge suite for up to 37 years before turning into mere jewel beetles. Revolting recipes. Mind you, ugly bugs aren't all bad news. You can actually eat some of them, if you're brave enough. That's what millions of apparently sane people do throughout the world. Would you fancy a bug for breakfast? The comic says, starters, fried and salted termites, an African treat. Tastes like fried pork rind, peanuts, and potato chips are mixed up. They are gots. Oui, mais ami. The traditional French delicacy, snails to you, fed on lettuce, boiled and cooked with garlic, butter, shallots, salt, pepper, and lemon juice. Served with parsley. Bon appetit! Fried witchetty grub, a native Australian delicacy. These are gaunt wood moth grubs. They look a bit like fusilli pasta and swirl up when fried. Delicious. Maine curses. Stir-fried silkworm pupae. This tasty traditional Chinese dish is prepared with garlic, ginger, pepper, and soy sauce. Wonderful, warm, nutty custard flavor. You spit out the shells. Very good for high blood pressure. Roast longhorn timber beetle, deliciously crunchy basilwood flavor, as cooked by the native people of South America. Fried Moroccan grasshopper, boiled bug bodies prepared with pepper, salt, and chopped parsley, then fried in batter with a little vinegar. You can also eat them raw. Blue-legged tarantula, a popular spider dish in Laos in Southeast Asia. Freshly toasted and served with salt or chilies, flavor similar to the marrow in chicken bones. Most bugs aren't eaten by humans. They're eaten by other bugs, such as spiders. So, are you scared of spiders? Well, one scientist who wasn't was Alan Blair. In 1933, he let a deadly black widow spider bite him, as an experiment. Here's how the spider might have told her story. The comic says, The Spider Magazine, 1933. In this week's issue, The Good Web Guide, I Bit a Scientist and Lived. Fly Cuisine. I Bit a Scientist and Lived. A Black Widow's heartwarming human interest story, as told to Airy Lakes. Hi! For years, we spiders have lived in terror of humans trapping us in their backs and breaking our webs for fun. But now a brave Black Widow spider is biting back. I sure am. It all started with a scientist starving me for 2 weeks to make me bad-tempered. So, you were pretty mad? Not as mad as he was to let me bite his little finger. So what happened to him? Well, the finger turned blue and red and then swelled up like a giant purple sausage. It was all very colorful. And the things he was saying sounded even more colorful. But I'm a spider and I don't understand that kind of language. I heard the scientist went to hospital. Yes, he was a bit wimpy if you ask me. All that stuff about sweating and vomiting and going mad with pain, he should be grateful he wasn't a fly. Is it true the scientist was planning to let you bite him again? But that was the idea. But he changed his mind for some reason. Never mind. Sounds like there's something else for me to get my fangs into. Staying for dinner, Airy? So would you let a deadly spider bite you for science homework? Well, even if you're up for that, the creatures in the next chapter will give you goosebumps. They're really awful. Awful animals. Animals are awful. Awfully dangerous and sometimes awfully cruel. No wonder skunks fight back by spraying smelly juice. Here's how they learn other creatures to back off before it's too late. Skunk Defense Manual. To be carried by us skunks at all times. You never know when you might need it. At least give your attacker a warning. It's only fair to perform this little dance. Try practicing it now. Stamp your feet and arch your back. Sway your body backwards and forwards. Stand on your hands and walk on them towards the attacker until you're about 9 feet away. If they don't get the message, they're asking for it. Turn your back on the enemy. Raise your tail in the air. Arch your back. Look over your shoulder and check your aim. Ready? Steady? Fire! You're sending the spray that comes from glands on either side of your bottom. Waggle your behind from side to side so your enemy gets a good drenching. Personally, I'd back off. Fast. Skunk juice is the worst smell in the world. If it gets in your eyes, you can't see for a while. If it gets on your skin, you'll throw up. And if it gets on your clothes, people will sniff you a mile off. And the only known cure is to take a bath in tomato ketchup. Mind you, compared to other creatures, that's not too bad. At least skunks don't poison you. Frightening frogs and toads. 1. Frogs and toads have poison in their skin. 2. Some frogs go a little over the top in this area. The poison arrow frog of Colombia, South America, is so dreadfully deadly that just 0.0001 of its poison can kill. And that means that, help, where's my calculator? A yogurt pot full of poison weighed 28.3 gigamites could kill 2.5 million people. That's some frog. 4. In the 1970s, scientists discovered the South American terrible frog. The poison from this frog is so deadly that the scientists had to wear rubber gloves to touch it. When a chicken and a dog touched the gloves, they died. 5. If frogs are frightening, toads can be terrifying. A dog that chews a toad will throw up and foam at the mouth. It could die. What's happened to... And the comic says, what's happened to Rex? He ate a toad and croaked. But the real pain for poison experts are snakes. In fact, I could write a book about horrible snake bites. Humans have come up with some equally horrible and far less effective treatments. And the comic says, ye old snake bite remedies. 1. Drink 4.5 liters, 1 gallon of whiskey. 2. Cut off your snake-bitten finger with a large knife, or you could shoot it off with your trusty six-gun, traditional cowboy remedy. 3. Cut the wound open and ask a very good friend to suck out the poison. 4. Soak the bitten hand in paraffin. 5. Wrap chicken meat around the bite, then burn the meat. 6. Eat a live snake. 7. Squash a toad and squeeze its juices over the wound, ancient Roman remedy. 8. Before you get bitten, chew some of the snake's poison glands. Or you could make a small wound in your skin and rub in a mixture of spit and poison glands. There's one creature that makes your average poisonous snake seem cute and cuddly. I'm talking about a giant monitor lizard from Indonesia called a Komodo dragon. These loathsome lizards with bad breath enjoy munching the odd tourists. And what's more, they munch tourists who aren't odd at all. Bet you never knew. There are 33 other species of monitor lizard, but none of them harm humans. However, in Bali, it was traditional to leave dead people for rare monitor lizards to eat. Mind you, the dragons are even crueler to each other. Just imagine what a dragon's problem page would be like. And the comic says, the Daily Dragon problem page. Hi, Hi! Are you a dragon in difficulties? Why not drop a line to your favorite animal agony aunt, Daphne Dragon? Dear Daphne, I'm a baby Komodo dragon with a terrible problem. My parents have bad breath and they want to kill me. What should I do? Little Nipper. Dear Little Nipper, your problem is perfectly normal. All Komodo dragons want to eat their babies once they leave their nest. As for the bad breath, it's healthy for us dragons to have loads of germs in our mouths. They get to any creature we bite and kill them. And we sniff out their rotting bodies. That's why no dragon should ever use my flesh. P.S. If you really don't want to be eaten, try hiding in a tree or rolling in poo. The disgusting stink will put your parents off eating you. Work for me. Dear Daphne, I've never eaten with other dragons before, and I've heard we can eat each other. Are there any table manners I should remember? Hungry Snapper. Dear Hungry Snapper, table manners, you must be joking. Simply start with the guts, eat fast, and don't be fussy. I'm especially fond of an overripe deer with a side order of maggots. If you don't like the maggots, you can lick them off the meat. And if they crawl up your nose, you can sneeze them out. Bon appetit. Come to the Dead Buffalo Diner. All our meat is guaranteed rotten. Everything you can eat in 10 minutes is free. Live maggots extra. The smart print. After 10 minutes, another dragon might turn up and eat you. Of course, not every creature makes a living out of killing other creatures. Some of them are quite helpful. And the comic says, Creature Comfort Services Directory. Hey, fish, do you fancy a lash and brush up? Let your friendly cleaner Ross do the job for you. We'll nibble that nasty mud and fungus away and leave your scales as good as new. Speedy personal attention assured. Cleaner Ross managed to serve a kill of 300 fish in a single session. Highly recommended. A Sharp, Pacific Ocean. Warning, to all customers of Cleaner Ross Services, beware of cheap imitations. Blenny fish try to copy Cleaner Ross. They've even copied the stripe on our bodies, but beware. As soon as they get close, they'll take a bite out of your scarf. Almost finished! You may have met one of the fiercest animal hunters already. Indeed, this ferocious beast could be lurking behind your curtains or even watching your TV. Yes, I'm talking about your not-so-cuddly cat. That's my girl. Tiddles has her own hunting territory. Normally, she won't allow any other cat into this area. The territory is a little larger than your garden. Tiddles hunts by sneaking up on prey. Sometimes she freezes before moving stealthily forward once more. At the last moment, she pounces. Tiddles enjoys catching insects. They have such a lovely, crunchy texture. It's just like you eating crisps. But she doesn't like catching rabbits or rats. She's scared of rabbits because they're so big, and she thinks that rats taste worse than cheap cat food. When Tiddles plays with mice, she's not being cruel. Oh no, she's just a big scaredy cat. Scared the mouse will fight back. Some mice do. So she keeps her distance without losing the mouse. Safe distance. Tiddles eats mice head first. Good. Before eating birds, she plucks out the feathers with her teeth. First course equals mouse. Second course, already prepared, equals bird. When Tiddles brings you a half-dead mouse or battered bird, it's her way of teaching you to hunt. Yes, she wants you to finish it off. Mother cats do this to train their kittens. And the comic says, Ah! Must be some sort of battle cry before he jumps on it. Bet you never knew. One, the champion hunter of all time was a cat named Towser. By the time she died in 1987, she had caught 28,899 mice at the Glenteret Whiskey Distillery, Scotland. Two, a cat's skill in hunting once saved a man's life. The man in question was Sir Henry Wyatt, a 15th century English knight who was locked in a dungeon and left to starve. The hungry Henry was befriended by a stray cat. The cat brought in birds such as pigeons and kept the knight alive until he was released by friends. We've come to save you, my lord. You must be starving. Have you ever wanted to chat with your cat? Well, now you can, courtesy of Paradise Science. You see, animals recognize certain gestures and respond to them. Let's start with the crash course in ape language and move on to dogs and cats later. Kissing gesture. Meaning, help me please, I'm a friend. No, if a monkey makes this gesture, it's a good idea to copy it. Hopefully you won't actually have to kiss the monkey. 2. Smacking lips. Meaning, I love you and I want to eat the bits of dead skin and ticks in your hair. No, monkeys do this to their friends. So if you smack lips to a monkey, you better be serious about it. Teeth chattering. Meaning, help, I'm scared. No, did anyone else have this effect on you? Dare you find out for yourself how to talk to your pet dog or cat. If you don't happen to have a pet monkey, you may look out for these expressions on a pet dog or cat. Excited eyes. Blinking eyes equals I'm upset. Fearful frown. Eyebrows lowered and eyes half closed equals there's danger ahead. A cross creature. Eyebrows down but eyes wide open equals I don't like you. No. It's always extremely rude to stare at a cat or dog. They get upset, and if they happen to be much larger than you, they might decide to take a chunk out of you. Eager ears. Sideways ears equals I'm resting. Twitching ears equals I'm about to pounce. And now for a pet you probably wouldn't want to talk to. In fact, you may not want it for a pet at all. But you never knew. In the 1990s, a Hungarian couple bought a cute white puppy. They became a bit worried when their pet grew very big and smashed up their home. And they were even more alarmed to discover their puppy was really a polar bear. Grr! Yuckies! Polar bears prowl the streets of Church Road, Canada. Believe it or not, a polar bear once even left into a local club. The manager told the blundering bear it wasn't a member, so it left out again. At Halloween, local children aren't allowed to dress as ghosts because they might be mistaken for polar bears and shot with a knockout dart. While we're talking about bears, I can't resist telling you that scientists have discovered that one type of bear, the giant panda, actually pees upside down. Pandas pee against trees to mark their territory, and by peeing upside down, they impress passing pandas by leaving a higher mark. Don't try this at home. Toilet handstands can result in unfortunate accidents. But you're too smart to try, aren't you? In fact, I bet you're so smart you'll get the squishy question right away. Could you be a scientist? You were working in a British oceanarium in 2001, and you've got a poison problem. Dottie the dice fish is feeling tense and squirting poison. How do you calm her down? A. Play her a selection of relaxing music. B. Give her a big toy dice to make friends with. C. Stab her with an electric shock. Beware, you could be dicing with death. Answer? If you said C, be warned. It's extremely dangerous. And putting electrodes in your goldfish's bill is a criminal offense. The answer is B. Daddy was given a dice, and true to her name, Daft Dottie decided the dice was her dad. Mom. Soon Dottie and her dice were deeply devoted. Would you make a mistake like this? Blood, bones, and body parts. It's great being alive, isn't it? Not only is it much more exciting than being dead, it also means that you can enjoy the workings of your seriously squishy human body. Looking for a new body? Why not choose the real McClay, the one and only human body? It's planet Earth's most advanced living machine. It's built of the finest materials to a tried and tested design that's over 200,000 years old. With a bit of care and attention, your human body will provide over 8 years of superb service. During this time, your top-of-the-range human body is designed to...